Okay, well, you're headed up to a fine place as far as that. Yeah, I like going up to Petoskey and Charlevoix, Traverse City area and that. Beautiful area up there. And yeah, we're looking here. I know all of southeast Michigan is on pretty much under a flood watch for late tonight through Thursday morning. So at least National Weather Service out of Pontiac there saying somewhere up 2 to 3 inches of rain. So won't be a good day for walking at least for later tonight or through tomorrow, I guess. So you're headed for a better area, that's for sure.
Well, that rain number is better than I heard last night. They were saying 3 to 5, so 2 to 4 is, or whatever you said, is better. They had, we had 4 inches. I'm trying to think when it was. In the spring of 87, about 5 miles from me, and it was the only time I had standing water in my backyard. That's a lot of rain. And my little brother lives in Corpus Christi, and they dodged the bullet on that one. The storm went north of them, and that meant they didn't get so much storm surge, and they didn't get a lot of rain. They were hoping for some to fill up their reservoirs.
Yeah, that's a good thing about those type of storms is they give you a lot of water quick, which is, you know, a bad thing if you get the flooding, but it also fills up the reservoirs and lakes and things like that that we desperately need as well. Yeah, I imagine the forecast will change at least once or twice more as it gets closer to see exactly where the final track of the storm is going to be, and there's supposed to be a low pressure that's supposed to meet with it, so we'll see. But yeah, that's where I took a look at it before I left for work, and somewhere into the 2 to 3 inch range right now is kind of the estimate. But yeah, I know I've seen that as well, you know, the 4 to 5 inch I said, yeah, we can do without that. I know about 3 years ago when they got 8 inches of rain up in Alpena, and all that runoff came down the Tittabawassee River and it took out the five dams along the river through Wixom Lake and Sanford Lake. And I got friends that live up in Midland. Yeah, they lost their house when the floodwaters come through and that. So yeah, I don't need that type of heavy rains. And good that your brother missed the heavy stuff. He don't want that either. I've got relation that lives down in Florida, and they've been hit with hurricanes, and my parents used to live down there before they passed on. And yeah, that was it. There was always that chance of those hurricanes and all that rain and the winds and that. So good he missed that. KC8YVF.